for the official timekeeper.
Call to order Board of Works for May the 9th. Need approval of the minutes for April 26th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. Something come up, Beaman could not be here, so we'll move to Police Department.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We are at about 4,040 calls for the year. We recently had a vehicle that was totaled. It was one of our older vehicles, thank goodness, a 2008 Crown Vic that had pretty high mileage on it. No one was injured, and the department was actually not at fault. And we're working with the insurance right now to get all that worked out, and we have to take some equipment out of that before they come and get it. The final two trucks from last year that we did purchase out of both Edit and Riverboat money, they are completed and out on the road now. So we are caught up to this point with our vehicles. So tomorrow, the Vincennes Police Department Merit Commission gets together tomorrow, and we are hoping that they will have information back from some of the polygraph testing that's taken place on the applicants. We really hope to have a couple of the three that were down officers hired here right on or about June the 1st, those being lateral hires. Recently had training going on with our computer Spillman system. We've got a couple guys that are at a conference there learning about new changes in our in-house computer. We've got firearms qualification 3 days this week. That's the one time a year that we actually shoot a qualification course that's designated by the Police Academy. It's a set course, so any of the firearms that any officers have issued to them, they shoot all of those this week through that specified course, and as well as if they have backup weapons that they intend to carry that maybe they own themselves, they shoot through that qualification course as well, just for safety. The DARE program has been having their field days here this week and at the end of last week. They probably mentioned I was absent the last go around here for our DARE graduation. It was our 25th year, so that was a big day for us, 25th anniversary for DARE. And there's honestly, there's not a lot of agencies in Indiana that I think can say that they've had their 25th anniversary for their program. So that's kudos to the area for that. And the kids love these field days. They get an opportunity to wear some drunk buster goggles, they're called, that give them an impaired vision. And they ride in a golf cart and try to drive a little bit with those. And they have the canines come out and see how they work. So they do enjoy that. I think that's all I have.
Thanks, okay. Chief.
Next is Street Department.
We've started mowing, and pretty soon, as soon as the weather breaks, and we'll do some mosquito spraying.
And then we've got large item drop-off the next two
14th
weekends.
14th and the 21st at behind Lowe's at the J-Max or Republic.
Okay, yep. Right.
8 to 12. All year round.
Well,
and we will have people out there checking IDs.
Yeah. So you have to be a Vincennes resident, and you can drop off any large items except for electronics and some of those kind of things. It's a good deal.
Next, city engineer.
Ready to start Kimmel Road Extension. We'll be signing the award later this evening. And Riverwalk Heritage Trail has started. Their saw cutting guys will be here tomorrow to mount concrete parts that are getting replaced, and getting close to having a paving contract ready to go. We're just waiting on some information and not on 50, Senate Bill 67 and House Bill 1001.
Great.
Good.
Thanks, John.
No old business, we want to do business. First up is handicap parking sign at 1160 State Street, Franklin Anthus.
Franklin Hentis. I just wanted to see if I could get handicap sign out there.
Yeah, Mr. Anthus, your doctor submitted a letter on your behalf that details her request for that, and then also several other specialists that you see and kind of outstanding reasons for this. So the and you understand there's a fee that's related to that?
Yes.
Okay. And all right. Anybody else have any other questions or concerns? Right, yeah, no, Steve, I read that earlier.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to accept the request for handicapped parking for medical reasons at 1160 State Street.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Do you need this back?
Just need to get with the clerk treasurer and pay the fee, and then they'll have to do a locate before they put the sign. They'll have to do utility locate before they put the sign and actually
utility
install it.
Yeah. So if you'll just get with the clerk treasurer later, after you know, yeah. Yep, that's it.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you, sir.
Next is resident only parking sign, 1223 North 9th Street, Donnie Willoughby.
Move to table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Next is Spring on Main. Shiloh.
Hi, gentlemen. Shiloh Beam, Vincennes, Knox County VTB. I'm here about the Spring on Main event coming up on Friday, June 3rd. We hosted a Autumn on Main Street in October, and it was a huge success, and we're going to do the same thing on Spring on Main, and it's a fundraiser for NVIN. We'd like to close Main Street from 1st to 6th Street, obviously leaving the intersections open. We request that the Pocket Park, I'm having a hard time with that, sorry. Pocket Park restrooms be left open until 9. The event is from 5:30 to 9 that evening.
You could say Pocket Park porta potties.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see here. I believe we detailed the event in your letter. And then we wondered if you could post those parade route signs a little earlier, because they had some problems, I guess, last year with the cars, or in October with moving the cars. I don't know how early can you post those signs?
Did you make a note of that, Bryce? Or?
Yeah, Dusty actually got a better handle on that.
Dusty, yes.
Dusty, can you do that? The signs?
We'd like for the street to be closed from, really, we'd like to be able to get in there about, I think, 3 o'clock? I believe, was it 3 o'clock 10. We wanted the street closed? 3, yes, 3
yeah,
o'clock.
From 3 to 10, yeah.
3 to 10.
Okay. What do you want? You want us to put those out for us?
No, we'll put them up. I just need to know she wants them up early enough.
Okay.
How early can they put those up?
Well, here's the problem that we run into, quite honestly, is the businesses call and complain because people can't
sure.
get into their businesses. It's a problem. So I am fine with putting them up whatever time everybody thinks is necessary to get you guys in and out the way that we need to, and we'll enforce it however we need to. We normally don't tell anybody. We just move them around the corner.
Yes.
So, I mean,
well, if they could put them out that morning, possibly, or the night before.
No parking after three.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So make a motion to approve the.
Well, I have one more thing.
Oh, you got one more thing?
I wondered if Bryce could bring a trash truck down for us too, please. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We'll approve a motion for the Spring on Main Street event, Friday, June 3rd. From 5:30 to 9 p.m., including the location of a truck for trash purposes and appropriate signage on Main Street from 6 to 1st, from 3 p.m. and through 10 p.m. And also use of the Pocket Park
restrooms.
Potties. Bathrooms, sorry.
I'll second the motion.
I encourage you all to attend.
All in favor?
Way too much fun.
Aye.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, Shiloh.
Next is Red Skelton Festival parade route and banner request.
You're good.
Okay, so this year we're doing our festival on Saturday, July 16th, and we are holding it on the grassy area next to the Red Skelton Museum from 10 to 5. And we're requesting the closure of the Red Skelton Boulevard from 8 to 5 between, and I went and looked, it's in blank in there, but it's First Street and the one right before Chestnut.
Lindale.
Nope, Lindale's parallel. It's
Chestnut or?
It's like First, and then there's the one that goes right by the
park.
I think it's Oliphant. It's the one that goes, because we didn't want to close it all the way down to Chestnut, just that little, the two streets kind of like where the parking lot is, so that as people cross over the street,
right.
And so we could do the bathtub races in that area.
Right.
But at the First Street is the one cross street, and I think the other one might be Oliphant. Or no, it's Short Street. That's what it is, Short. First and Short. Because I went and looked. I walked out there and looked at it.
Okay.
I forgot what it was. First Street and Short Street.
Towards the river.
Short.
Short.
Yeah, thank you. And the parade route will line up on Red Skelton Boulevard west of Chestnut Street, so kind of like back toward the river, they'll line up on that area on Red Skelton Boulevard, and then they'll proceed out on Chestnut, down Lindale, across Second, back up Red Skelton Boulevard, and then back to where they started. So it's just kind of a small little four-block route that they'll go around. So there'll only be that one small part where they're on Second Street.
You have a banner request,
that we're requesting on July 1st through July 16th on the Washington Avenue location.
Okay. So we're going to make an extended motion here to close Red Skelton Boulevard for the Red Skelton Festival on Saturday, July 16th from 8 to 5. And then a parade route as described in the neighborhood of the museum. And a hanging of a banner from July 1st through July 16th at the Washington Avenue location.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Ann.
Next is handicap parking sign at 1234 North 11th. Janice Baker.
And there is no.
Hi. I have a letter from my doctor.
Okay. Welcome to you. So this is also a medical request, right?
Yes. I have COPD and I've got bad knees. I've had both my legs broken.
Okay.
So I get a hard time getting around.
Okay. So go ahead, Joe.
You know that there's a fee you had to pay?
Yes, I have that.
Okay. All right. So we have medical documentation from the nurse practitioner of Ms. Baker for approval of the handicap parking sign. So we'll make a recommendation for use of that sign at 1234 North 11th Street.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
It's
approved. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is Allison Vincent's banner, May 22nd to June 5th, Barney Smith.
Yeah, I represent Allison Old Vincent's Incorporated.
The musical.
Yeah, Allison Old Vincent's a musical. It's an original adaptation of Thompson's novel, original music, original lyrics. It's going to be presented May 27th, 28th, 29th, and June 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Red Skelton Performing Arts Center. It's an official Indiana Bicentennial Legacy project, so it kind of fits in nicely with our history. It's a professional Broadway-type musical, so there's a little plug there to get everybody out, hopefully, to see this. Anyway, we want to hang a banner. I think Dr. Spurrier is taking care of getting the banner, those kinds of details.
And so, Paul, you got the requests and...
Waiting on the insurance.
Okay,
yeah.
But otherwise, okay. Okay, so we will authorize a hanging of said banner for Alice of Vincennes from May 23rd through June 5th at what location?
Second.
At the Second Street location, pending proof of insurance.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Barney.
Thank you.
Next is special parking zone, May 25th, State Historic Sites, Bruce.
So excuse me while I go to the podium. Bruce Beasley was supposed to be here, but on Bruce Beasley's behalf, I'm wearing, I'm wearing three hats at the same time, on behalf of the Bicentennial Commission, the State Historic Sites, and the Old Cathedral Library. Birth of a State exhibit will be coming to Vincennes from May 20th through June the 5th. There's only three locations in the state that will have the Constitution, the state flag, and the other items that will be available for this Birth of the State exhibit. And it will be open from 1 to 4 daily during those time periods, except for Friday, May the 20th, when we're going to have a chamber after hours that will extend the hours till 6. And then on rendezvous weekend, it'll be open from 9 to 4 both days. So as we discussed this exhibit, we thought that especially during the rendezvous period, it's going to be tough to find a parking spot. So what we'd like to do with your gentleman's cooperation is create some sort of parking zone, maybe three spots, kind of like where the sidewalk comes out of the Old Cathedral Library, and designate that somehow for a 30-minute parking period. I think most days that's probably not going to be a problem during the rendezvous. It's probably going to be virtually impossible, but we'll, at least if we mark it well enough, I think that people will honor that, I trust. So we're just wanting a spot where people can come up and go and not have to park 5 or 6 blocks away. So that's the request.
Perhaps you can make temporary signage or...
Well, just a couple of spots right next to the site. When the sidewalk comes out of the Old Cathedral Library, you know where the little seminary is there, there's a sidewalk that comes out. So if you've got the driveway for the rectory, so that's, you know, that's not a parking spot. We kind of like just maybe those couple of spots there in front of the seminary for that sidewalk. Not all.
I think actually Reve is out after the 20th. I think they graduate on the 20th, so Reve is not going to be an issue. The only issue will really be during the rendezvous, I think.
So I'll make a motion to prepare a special parking period for 30-minute parking on 2nd Street by the Old Cathedral Library for a period from Friday, May the 20th through Sunday, June the 5th.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Next is Helping His Hands Carnival.
Are you going to be the barker? That's all I wanted.
Dennis Everett Helping His Hands. I can, but it sounds more like a mutt than a bark. We want to request to use the city parking lot June 6th through the 12th, Short Line Amusements. They've done the carnival there on the 4th of July in the past, but I think scheduling conflicts have helped. I've already got the insurance, give that to Paula the other day. They want to come in. It's actually going to coincide with our heap of Jeeps that Saturday, so they're wanting to do that as a donut, as a fundraiser for Helping His Hands. Okay. And it's going to work out real well for having the same weekend as our heap of Jeeps.
Okay. So you need any kind of so you have insurance certification, everything. Okay, so we're going to approve the use of the city parking lot on Tuesday, June the 7th through Sunday, June the 12th for Short Line Amusements as a fundraiser for Helping His Hands.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you.
Great, thanks, Dennis.
Thank you.
Next is resident-only parking sign, 822 North 7th. Bill McMullen.
Well, Bev, you picked a bad day to show up. I tell you, there's like lots of lots of things on the agenda.
Request a parking permit there in front of mom's residence due to her declining health. We had the 50-50 sidewalk done by the city. We had a slab poured from the curbed sidewalk straight out front of her steps. That's where we like put the signs access for.
And you know there's a fee and?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, do you have any questions, Steve, or?
No.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve a resident-only parking sign at 822 North 7th.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
And again, they have to do a utility locate before they put the signs up.
Yeah, so city clerk, treasurer, make
yeah,
arrangements.
Yeah, just go to her tomorrow and, yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Next is Kimmel Road Extension Contract.
I have a notice of award. My recommendation is to award Kearns Excavating with the contract to the bid price of $2,104,900. I also have the agreement that's pre-filled out and needs your signature on, needs your approval and signature on page 5.
Okie dokie.
And the border work, the RDC is the funding.
That's the notice of award.
So this is the amount here?
Yeah.
Okay. So we make a motion to approve the city engineer's recommendation for a bid submission to Kearns Excavation for $2,104,900. And as aforementioned, the mayor is that this has already been budgeted with the
RDC.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is construction agreement for Second Niblack with the railroad.
Be in your packet. This is an LPA CSX contract that is managed through NDOT. It's for the Second and Niblack project. We basically have to create a force account for CSX. Those funds are already in the our NDOT funds. They already have those. We're just responsible for the 20% match, which we have been this whole project. So this is a formal agreement with CSX managed through NDOT because basically they will be performing the work and we'll be paying for it with the federal aid dollars.
Okay, so this contract basically creates the legal infrastructure to allow that to happen.
Absolutely, yeah, exactly.
All right, and so I know there's all kinds of things involved with this project, mm-hmm. but in the simplest of terms, they're going to raise that intersection so that it's not so much
right.
of a hill
right.
and curve that...
The intersection is going to be raised 14 to 16 inches, but as equally important, more important, it's hard to say, is the flood wall mm-hmm. sill is going to be raised so that we can do a sandbag closure instead of a hard steel closure.
Yeah, closure. Okay.
And that's one of those important things from the Army Corps review
right.
of our deficiencies.
Right. Okay. So I'll make a motion that we approve the agreement covering reconstruction of railroad highway grade upgrading cross grade crossing and installation of grade crossing warning devices as presented by the city engineer.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, John.
And last is Title VI implementation plan.
Woohoo!
You should have a copy in your packet of the Title VI implementation plan. This kind of goes hand in hand with the ADA stuff that we did last year. Where'd JP go? Last year. Wasn't that long? Oh, sorry. Anyway, this should have been implemented back then. So this is just kind of, this is going forward with discrimination, and it sets the guidelines for complaints and so forth if employee or any subrecipient of city services feels discriminated against, then there will be an investigation. So
and this has to be passed by Board of Works
and the city council,
okay.
according to our attorney.
And basically this has to be in place to continue to receive grant dollars.
Right.
And the city attorney has reviewed all this.
Never heard of it.
Stamp of approval.
Thank you very much.
So hopefully he approves of it.
All right. So the Board of Works will make a recommendation at the...
What'd you say your title was, Sharon?
In this case, Title VI.
No, your title. Oh, Title VI Coordinator's recommendation. Yes. For the passage of the Title VI implementation plan that will later be presented to the City Council.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
We have nothing else, just in a motion to adjourn.
So moved.